Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Ayana. How may I help you?
Yes, I'm getting tired of having to call this company when I didn't place an order. I placed an order for the samples, and that was in November. Now I'm looking at my account. I've already talked to the bank, and it shows that you – hold on a moment. Yes, I'm talking to the company now. Okay, could you hold on a second?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I don't know. I never received the product. The product was returned except for the sample, which I paid for, the $5.90 and four something, whatever it was. And I'm getting these charges. Now I see credit on my account, and then I see the deduction, which cancel each other out. But then there's one deduction that shouldn't be there. There isn't another one to cancel that one out.
Yes, ma'am. Can you provide me with a zip code, please?
I didn't place an order, so they should never send me anything or charge me for anything.
Yes, ma'am. I apologize to hear that. Can you provide me with a zip code, please?
Excuse me?
May you provide a zip code for me, please, so that I can get this problem fixed for you?
But do you need a number from me as to what? Why?
A postal code, a zip code? We have to start with the zip code, ma'am. Do you have a zip code? Hello?
Yes.
Do you have a zip code? That's the only way that I can pull your account up, ma'am.
Yeah, 91601.
What's the first and last name?
My last name is Avarista.
Okay, Ms. Avarista, I see that you started a 14-day free trial with our Lavish Grace skin products on November 19, 2020.
Correct.
And you did not cancel the trial before the 14 days were up.
November of last year, not this year.
2020.
No, November of 2019. We're in 2020, and we haven't even reached November 19 yet.
Yes, ma'am. On your bank statement, it may be showing as 11/19. That's because you placed the order on November 19th, 2020.
No, I only placed the order for the sample. I never placed an order.
Once you, the sample
was sent to me, and I returned it.
The sample was the first order, the $94.90 and $85.90 that you paid. That was due to the fact that you did not cancel the 14-day free trial. So that's the charge for the items that you received, ma'am.
You're saying here we go. This thing keeps timing me out, and I can't find it. Okay. So what do I owe at this time, if any money at all, and I don't want to see another charge? You're saying then the $85.90 is correct because I didn't cancel within 14 days?
Yes, ma'am.
And then there's no more charge after that?
Once you cancel the account, there are no more charges that will be put on your account, ma'am.
Okay, so it's my fault for not canceling within 14 days.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
I'll pay the $85.90. It's my fault. I can't, he said, she said. At this point, because now it's a year later. So I'll pay the $85.90, but there aren't going to be any more charges on my account. I am canceled as of today, am I not?
Yes, ma'am, you are canceled.
Okay. All righty. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.
I got to fall back too. Now what happened?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. I guess one of the charges has to stick because I didn't cancel within 14 days. So that's a penalty, I guess.